will be going to Planning Commission today and showing our new plans. We did revise the plans for the store at 85th and Minnesota, and some of the key changes that we made in response to our discussion and engagement with the community is key things that they brought up, key things that residents have shared with us. First is the aesthetics of the store, and they asked for some additional work be done to the facade and to the garden center area, and so we have made some significant changes there to change the exterior appearance of the store so that it reflects the character of the developments in the area. And that includes addition of a brick facade, so some more brick to the front of the building, much of the store, aesthetic cornices to the front of the store as well. So just overall better aesthetics, which was a concern that we heard from the residents in the area, and we're happy to be able to respond to that. We've made some changes to the signage also, to the proposed signage that are consistent with what they wanted to see. Another key area that we've focused on since we met with the community in April is traffic and access to the store. So we've proposed a new street alignment. We've actually changed the proposed entrance to the store, and that's not an easy task when you're looking at building a project like this. And so we really took a close look at the plans. We've changed the street alignment to move the intersection and the traffic signal away from residents on Audi Avenue and to keep the traffic off of residential streets. So we know that was very important to the community and glad to make that modification as well. So those are two of the key issues. We've also agreed to prohibit overnight parking in the parking lot of our store, and also taking extra steps during the construction process in particular to make sure that we reduce noise that is going on during the construction process. So we're looking at a temporary construction easement at the far south corner of the project to keep noise as far away from the neighbors as possible. So again, really trying to respond to the issues that were raised in the community meeting in April, and very pleased to be able to share those plans with the community and the Planning Commission tonight.
KELO News Time is 7:13. It's partly cloudy and 51. Dalia Garcia joins us of Walmart to talk about their proposed plans and changes in those for the store at 85th and Minnesota. You mentioned the overnight parking, and that's kind of an issue because Walmart has a longstanding policy at their stores for instance, like RVers can stop and park and spend the night overnight in the parking lot.
It's actually not a corporate policy, but we do follow local policies, local ordinances when it comes to overnight parkings. And in this case, when the community says that's a concern for us, we really listen to that and are happy to enforce our own policies to that store specifically to make sure that overnight parking is not a concern for the neighbors, that we can make sure our customers are not parking overnight.
What is yours, as Walmart has worked with people in the neighborhood, I mean, what's your sense at this point about how things are going?
Well, first of all, this is very typical to have this type of neighborhood engagement. We look forward to that when we build a store in a community. It's engaging with the neighbors. We're going to be there for a long time. We want to be a good neighbor. This is a significant investment, a significant capital investment in the community. We're looking at generating jobs, revenue, charitable giving, all of that type of positive economic benefit. And so we want that engagement with the community to see how can we make this the best project possible. And in making these types of modifications, and in response to the community is something that is part and parcel of putting this type of project in place. So we've really really appreciated the opportunity to hear from the community, make the changes, and present those tonight.
When we talk about the number of jobs at the 85th and Minnesota location, what's a ballpark figure?
Sure. For this specific store, we're looking at approximately 250 jobs, both at full and part-time, looking at all types of positions, whether it's entry-level, hourly, management, supervisory. So it's really a great opportunity for anyone who's just looking, maybe to start a career in retail or to build to build an existing career. So for many folks, this will be a great opportunity to continue a career and look for other opportunities, maybe closer to home. And that's really the key, too, with the store is being able to serve our customers closer to home.